You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So I'm joined in the studio now by filmmaker Brian March, who's made a short musical documentary about a group of elderly who come together to make their own coffins. How are you today, Brian?
Good, thanks. Kia ora.
Thanks so much for coming in. So this is, we're just talking about how this is a little bit of a departure from some of your other projects. So could you just give us a little bit of a background of what other films you've made?
I've made a few features, mainly about social issues. One called There Once Was an Island, and that's about climate change in the Pacific. And then most recently, a film called A Place to Call Home, which focuses on the state housing in Glen Innes and the changes happening in that community.
Mm. So how did you find out about the Coffin Club?
Well, it's just one of these things. I was like browsing on my Facebook page and a friend had posted a little article about it. And I was like, that's a really interesting story, and sort of tried to save it away in my computer because I couldn't make a film then. And then I heard about the Loading Docks initiative and I thought, maybe I could do something with that.
So can you tell me a little bit about the Loading Docks initiative and how that process works?
Well, it's been, I think it's the fourth year that it's been running now, and it's funded by New Zealand On Air and also the Film Commission and this, and basically it features 10 short 3-minute films every year on a website, which is loadingdocks.net. And each year there is a different theme. So this year it's diversity. So you have to apply to be accepted, and the filmmakers who get chosen, each of them have a completely different interpretation on the concept of diversity, and their stories are all unique and different. I mean, I encourage everyone to check it out. It's really, really awesome, the collection this year.
Mm. So anyone I've sort of mentioned this little film to have said, oh, that's, you know, interesting that you've gone for quite a comedic musical over a subject that seems quite morbid. Could you tell us a little bit about how you approached the subject?
Yeah, so the Coffin Club is a group of 60, there's about 60 of them, 60 senior members that live, there are more than one club, but the club that we have looked at mostly is in Rotorua. And so they build and decorate their own coffins. And when I heard this, I was like, oh my gosh, like I've never heard of anything like that. And to me, in a way, I was sort of like confronted by the idea, because I was like, would I make my own coffin? Maybe it's hopefully a little bit a far away concept for me, but it really got me thinking, and I realized that these people are really taking control of their own death. And in addition to that, what the other part is that funerals cost a lot of money. And so when you are thinking, when you are at that point in your life where you're thinking about those things, do you want your family to have this big burden of, you know, buying a really expensive coffin? It's like the average price of a coffin is around $2,000, and then having all these other expenses. So the Coffin Club kind of comes in and comes up with another option. So they've built these coffins themselves that only cost $250 for each member to make, and then they kind of make that whole thing of a scary concept like death into something very celebratory and exciting, where they pretty much decorate their coffin in a style that reflects them. So you'll see these really quirky coffins, and in the film you'll see that too, like one woman's got chickens all over her coffin, another lady has Elvis all over her coffin. And I think that just that whole process is quite cathartic for a lot of people. But then the other thing is that the community, the members of the club, they've created their own community. Like they come, they meet once a week, and they help each other build the coffins, help each other decorate them. There's someone there who's always making the food and the cups of tea. And when you're talking about aging, like, you know, it can be quite an isolating process, and a lot of people can talk about that thing of feeling like isolated and not having a community. And I think the Coffin Club comes in and provides that sense of community. So all of those things, I just thought, wow, you know, this is a way to talk about aging in a new way, to think about the idea of death in a different way, and I want to show people this amazing initiative and hopefully get them thinking about it in a new light.
So the members of the Coffin Club tell the story through a song in the documentary. So how did you go about casting the film?
So, you know, I thought, well, there's so many ways you could make this film. You know, you couldn't just make it like a straight documentary, you know, interviewing people and things like that. But when you think of the way that they're approaching this quirky approach to death and the idea of dying, why not do it in a different way? So that's why I decided to make a documentary musical. And so pretty much everybody in the film, other than the funeral director, who's the only actor, everyone else is a member of the Coffin Club, and they are singing and dancing the story. I wasn't quite sure how to go about the casting, but the thing that happened, which was really fortuitous, was that the producer, Kim Harrop, she came up with this great idea for a fundraising campaign that would go and ask some members of the club to sing a song. And it was sort of in the style of "We're in the Money," and we're asking people to donate money to our crowdfunding campaign. And so we filmed a whole lot of people doing that, and through that we sort of saw who was really confident as a singer and who was really into it. And from there we found our sort of main star performer, Jean McGaffin, who you'll see in the film, who is just absolutely extraordinary. And you just think, wow, this woman, where did she come from? It's like her first time on screen, but we then did find out that she had a bit of theatre experience back in the day. And now we hope to kind of get her an agent because we think she's so fabulous.
She is so good. And she's so confident. Like, it just seems like she seems like an actress.
Yeah,
it's amazing. So did you get to spend much time sort of chatting to them during the project, or did you just kind of get in there and film it?
Well, you know, you couldn't just get in there and film it. There was a lot of preparation that needed to happen. I mean, the thing I didn't realise is how technical making a musical is. There's a lot of complicated aspects, like, on the production side that you've got to consider. And the other thing is we had not dancing. So we had our choreographer come, and we spent four separate occasions where we pretty much tried to get a group of ladies, the eldest being 94, in this very freezing cold warehouse, which is where we're filming, to dance with coffins and walking sticks, and it was quite a process. And you know, like, even the day before we're about to shoot, I was like, whoa, we could have like maybe done even more rehearsals. But that was also part of the beauty of it, is working with people who'd never had this sort of experience before. And actually, it was quite lovely for me as a filmmaker, because often when you're making documentaries, you feel like you're asking so much of people, and they're giving you so much of their lives, and you sometimes wonder how much are they getting back out of this. But that process of getting these ladies to dance was so fabulous, and I think all of them are so grateful for the experience as much as we are grateful for them being in it.
Have you heard their feedback on the film?
Well, just last week we had a little screening for everyone who was involved, and we made it in the style of the sort of Academy Awards. So we had little awards for everyone, and I think everyone was really chuffed to see the film, and totally loved the experience, other than being freezing cold in this warehouse and having to do quite long days, which was a bit scary for me to ask them to do such long filming days. But we got through it, and thank goodness.
Mm. So where can people find the film if they want to watch it?
So, because as I said earlier, the film is part of this Loading Docs initiative, which you can see all of the 10 films that are about diversity on the website loadingdocs.net. And our film is called The Coffin Club. And I mean, one thing about it is it's 3 minutes, so it's short. So there's no excuse, you could go there right now, everyone. And the idea is that it's, you know, accessible. And when we're not charging anyone to watch the films, it's really about sharing this content, getting it out there. And so I encourage everyone to please post links on their social media, share it. And for us, you know, we hope that the film will inspire other people to think about these issues and maybe even set up their own clubs or similar initiatives in their own communities.
Cool, thank you so much for joining us, Briar. We'll definitely post a link to that documentary on our Facebook. Do you have any other projects on the go at the moment?
Just little things in development. Yeah.
Little ideas. Yeah. Cool. That sounds awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.